This is Art Unbound, a podcast brought to you by the Portland Art Museum and Northwest Film Center. My name is Julia Guerrilla, and I'm the Exhibitions Registrar at the Portland Art Museum. On this episode of the podcast, I have a conversation with Agnès Fuhr, who is the Exhibitions Registrar at the Petit Palais in Paris, France. One thing that connects our museums is that we are members of FRAME, the French-American Museum Exchange, which has a rich history of connecting museums in its network through exhibitions and education programs for over 20 years. FRAME provided grant funding for a series of podcast episodes, of which this is the first. Relevant links can be found in this episode's description and at portlandartmuseum.org/podcast, where you'll be able to find full episode transcripts, both in English and French. Agnès, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thanks to you, Julia, for this invitation. And sorry in advance for my English. I will do my best, I promise.
Your English is so much better than my French. I suppose we should start by letting everybody know what a museum registrar is.
Yes.
Since this position is typically hidden and behind the scenes.
Yes.
I would say that registrars oversee art collections. They manage and track the movement of artwork and document each piece in a museum's collection. Their primary concern is really the safety of artwork. When a piece is selected for exhibition, they'll assess the work to confirm it's in good condition. They'll advise on installation requirements, which can include anything from adding glazing to a frame, relaying humidity and temperature needs, or telling a borrowing institution that their artwork requires a 24-hour physical security presence. It involves a lot of communication with internal departments, but registrars also work with colleagues in other museums, both domestic and international. Registrars also serve as couriers, who are people that accompany artworks to ensure safety in transit. Couriers are also charged with condition reporting artworks at borrowing institutions before and after a show is installed.
Me, it's a little different because I'm not a collection registrar. I'm right. An exhibition. So it's quite the same, but a little different. So in my job, I'm here to help the curator.
Sure.
To organize the exhibition. I'm here from the beginning when we think about the pieces mm-hmm. we will borrow. Mm-hmm. So I made the research, so mm-hmm. research sometimes, sorry. Even sometimes I go with him to the museum, the storage from other museum to see the pieces, mm-hmm. To the private collectioner, to the art gallery sometimes too. After, like you said, I prepare the list of works. Mm-hmm. It is our work base, I think, for exhibition. It helps to do the loan request because it's my job to do the loan request to contact the lenders. So, and I hope they said yes. Is there another thing very important in my job? I think it's installation schedule. I don't know the pronunciation. Yes?
Yes, installation schedule. Sure.
Yes. That it's a big, big deal for registrar.
Yeah, especially now.
Yeah, especially now, yes. It takes a lot of time to do this mm-hmm. because it's necessary to check everything, to be sure to have everything at the same time for the hanging, for the object in the showcase. And we all, the couriers, sometimes it's complicated to have everybody the good day. So yes. Sometimes I think I do 10 or 20 different schedules for the good one at the end. So mm-hmm. I think, and you said, I think all the rest, we need to talk to the security of the museum too, mm-hmm. when the crates arrive, the trucks, mm-hmm. the couriers, everything. So it's a very good job, but sometimes it's very, I don't know the name in English, sorry.
We have to be detail oriented.
Yes, yes. So
there's a lot of moving parts.
A lot of things, so.
Yeah, and oversee a lot of moving parts. I mean, yes. We have to deal with logistics, packing, installation, deinstallation, yes. insurance, overseeing contracts, writing the loan agreements, yes. revising the loan agreements.
Yes, that's yeah. right.
it's a lot. So we met last year around this time.
Yes.
Happy anniversary.
I think so. Yeah.
You came to Portland for the first time at the end of May, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And this was for Paris 1900 City of Entertainment. This exhibition highlighted French works from the early 20th century, around the time Paris hosted the International Exhibition of 1900.
Yeah.
There were a lot of pieces to keep track of.
Yes.
And these came from Cincinnati, if I'm remembering correctly.
Yes, you're right.
It included paintings, drawings, photographs, textiles, vases.
Sculptures.
Sculptures, yeah. A lot of sculptures. I remember the hair combs and the fans.
Yeah, you're right.
So it wasn't just a, you know, it wasn't just a painting exhibition where you install the pieces on the wall. There were a lot of different kinds of objects. And we borrowed from the Petit Palais, Musée Carnavalet, and Galerie. I'm so bad at pronouncing that.
Galliera, yes. The Fashion Museum of the City of Paris.
Right. And I think we had 4 couriers for the installation.
Yes.
And it took 3 weeks to install the show.
You're right.
And that was your first time in Portland, right?
Yes. Yes, so it was my first time.
What was it like coming to Portland for the first time and being involved in this exhibition?
It was a great experience, of course. And it's a great city. So it was very nice to stay 3 weeks.
Yes. And I think we had good weather too.
Yes. So it was great. It's always a little stressful when you are a courier for that kind of big exhibition.
Of course.
I was a courier for the other 2 stops, the Cincinnati, and before the exhibition was in Nashville.
Right.
So I know the works well. Mm-hmm. But it's always stressful. And I just want to say, when I remember the first time I met the PAM staff, I think it was the unloaded of the trucks from Cincinnati.
That's right. And Jennifer was there
from
Cincinnati.
Exactly. Yes. And it was very nice because it was the first time I met everybody. And at this moment, I said, okay, it's they are real professional. Okay. It's great.
Well, thank you. We That's think the right. same of your team. Yeah.
I went to the United States a lot of times. I think during the last 2 years, I've been there 40 times for exhibition.
Oh, my goodness.
So
that's a lot of travel.
Yes, yes. And it's always very interesting and to see other museum, other way to work, and it's I like it because it's stressful. Sometimes you are exhausted when you have the flight, cargo flight, and the trucks and everything. And 3 weeks of installation, it's a long time too.
That is a very long time.
But it's always a good experience. So it was great in Portland too.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that. We might be borrowing another piece from you. At least we requested to borrow a piece from you for an upcoming Nabi exhibition.
Yes. Yes.
Which was in the Paris exhibition.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
So maybe you'll come back.
I hope so.
I hope so too. So a year ago when we met, everything was very different. And now we have to work in the time of COVID. And I'm sure you are handling exhibitions much differently now. So are we.
Yes.
How is the Petit Palais exhibition schedule impacted?
In the Petit Palais, we have 2 spaces for exhibition. Mm-hmm. So we plan to reopen on June 16 with a private collection of drawings. Because this exhibition was initially planned to begin at the end of March. So I do all the installation of the artworks. Mm-hmm. Everything are on the wall. So we just have to do the lights and the labels.
Sure.
And it will be done. So we hope to open the museum with this exhibition and not open all the museum. And for the problem is for the other spaces. The other exhibition initially planned at the end of April. So all the works are stuck in another European country. So we wait to know if the borders will open again between European countries.
Sure.
We hope so. So we hope to open this exhibition on September or October. But of course, all the schedules are postponed.
Yeah, of course.
Yes. So it's very complicated because you need to ask the lenders if they are okay to postpone their loans. Mm-hmm. You need to have to ask our partners, because some exhibition will go in other museum in other country after us. So it's complicated. And the big problem is the other country outside Europe, because now it's very complicated to have answer about that for the United States, for example, or for the Russian. That's an example. So I think we decide to begin with this exhibition because the pieces are in Europe. So it's, we hope, easier to do that.
That makes sense.
Yes, but our schedule are all postponed for, I think, almost 2 years.
That sounds very similar to us.
Yes. And we have the problem too with the COVID, with the, the problem of the social distancing too.
Of course. I mean, we're going to have to revise the way that we install artworks.
That's right. And the time will be longer.
It will.
So it will be much longer between two exhibitions. So everything is complicated, but we try to do our best to postpone all the exhibition and not cancel it. But we'll see.
Yeah, curators have worked so hard on these exhibitions. It would be a shame to have to cancel anything.
Yes.
So we're trying to do the same thing here in Portland. And in regards to shipment, I mean, if we had a show like Paris 1900 that was installed on the walls now.
Oh, my God.
It would be a fairly complicated situation.
Yes.
Because it's an international exhibition. Portland was required to ship the works back to the lenders, which was over in France, and international shipments are not happening right now for artwork. I think PPE is the only material that's being shipped to and from. And for Paris, we had, what was it, 3 freighter flights? Or I think it was 2 freighters and 1 passenger.
Yes, that's right.
And these are going to be impossible to find.
Yes. And remember, one goes to Luxembourg.
Right. That's right.
And after a truck to Paris.
Right.
And another one go to Luxembourg too, but there was a stop in Canada, mm-hmm. if I remember. So I think it will be a nightmare today. So
it would. It definitely would.
Even not possible.
Right. So likely we would have to delay the exhibition.
Yeah.
And return it at a later date.
Yeah.
We had a work that required ascites. And mm-hmm. I remember an inspector had to come and see the piece in person.
Yes.
And I don't think they are working right now.
Yeah.
Or if they're not working, they're working on other things. And so,
of course.
So we wouldn't have been able to get the pieces out of the country.
Yes.
I know that the Canadian border is closed unless you're shipping essential material.
Mm-hmm.
And some people would count art as essential, but I don't think we would get away with it.
No, I don't think so.
So now we have to be in really close contact with our shippers. I'm sure, like we discussed, there will be a lot of competition for flights and even trucks when we reopen. Shipments are going to require a lot of advanced notice. And like you said, we'll have to pad our installation and deinstallation time to allow for social distancing measures.
Yeah.
Our team is also talking about the possibility of having virtual couriers who are able to oversee unpacking, installation, deinstallation through their phones or their computers. I don't know if or who would be agreeable to this, but it's better than nothing when we're not allowed to travel.
Yes, it's the courier is a problem too,
mm-hmm.
because maybe the trucks with the artworks can come,
right?
But the people it's another issue. So,
well, there's not 6 feet of room inside of a truck cab, so you can't distance yourself from a driver.
Yes, I know some transportation company told me that for the courier, maybe I'm always speaking inside Europe or inside France for the time. Maybe they will think about take a car to follow.
Like a follow car.
Yes. Only the driver in the truck and maybe the other driver and the courier in the car following the truck. Maybe it will be a solution.
So I guess we should let everybody know that when you serve as a courier, your job is to accompany the artworks until they reach their destination.
Yeah.
You oversee the unpacking. You condition report the piece, which means you inspect the artwork for any potential condition issues that would have arisen during transit. And this is a really important role at the museum. And now we're trying to figure out how to do this without being on site, potentially.
Yes. I think it will depend on the museum.
Sure.
And the relationship you had with this museum.
Yes.
If we already work with them, it will be more easier to ask them to not come and to send some photos or videos or things like that.
Sure.
For other museum, I think it will be more complicated.
Yes, definitely.
For example, we have in this fall, the next exhibition will be the a Russian exhibition. So I think this exhibition will be postponed maybe next year because with the borders question.
Until you can, somebody can be sent.
Yes, sure. To be sure. Because for one museum, it's 7 couriers.
That's so many couriers.
So we think it will be difficult to ask them to not come. So we try to postpone this kind of exhibition.
That makes sense.
So everything is an issue because it depends on so many things. So that's very complicated.
And maybe we could consider designating somebody in the region who could serve as a courier, who is not from your institution or my institution, but maybe a local conservator.
Yes.
Could be hired to oversee the project.
That will be a solution. Yes.
Yeah. And I know that a lot of the international shipments that are coming in, well, not that there's a lot of them coming in right now, but we have shippers who are so familiar with overseeing offloads.
Yeah.
When a plane arrives, maybe they can be responsible for overseeing a piece or a crate when it comes and lands.
Of course. Yes. And I think the question is the pieces, because some are very fragile, but some are easier. So I don't know, maybe a drawings with a glass and a painting with a glass. It may be easier to send it with no one than a big sculpture, very fragile. So I think we need to rethink all that. And to be essential to send a courier when it's very needed.
I know, I'm thinking about that large vase that was in Paris 1900.
And I think it was just not too fragile, just very big.
Very
I think
big.
It was not the most complicated pieces. I remember the stained glass.
Oh, the stained glass. Yeah.
Yeah. That was a big problem.
That certainly would require a courier.
Yeah. Yes. And I think for the fashion too.
Yes, definitely.
Because the dresses are very complicated, so.
Right.
Yes.
And because when you're at the airport and they're palletizing pieces, you want to make sure that nothing is stacked on top of your crate.
Yes. And that's very important.
Especially with the stained glass, you can't put anything on top of that.
That's right.
But somebody who works at the airport might not know that.
Yes.
They don't necessarily know the contents of the crate. So it is a really important thing to consider. Can I ask who is responsible for deciding on when Petit Palais reopens?
Yes. So, you know, in France, almost all museums are public museums. So state museum, like the Louvre or Orsay. And there's city museum, like mine. I am a one of the City of Paris Museum. But we always depend a little bit, even for the City Museum, we depend for, in that case of matter, from the state too. So the idea is the French government will say when all museums will be allowed to reopen. We already know now that the small ones are allowed to reopen this Monday.
Are they allowed to reopen for staff only or also to the public?
No, reopen to the public.
Oh, that's great.
The question is small museum, which is the small museum.
Right.
That's another question. And for the big ones, we have to wait a new statement on June 2nd. So we wait for the statement on June 2nd. But of course, we need to prepare the reopening. So after the statement, when they said at this time you can open, I think all directors will said, okay, we can open now or just a little later to be sure to prepare everything. So I think that's why my director says we hope to reopen the 16th of June.
Okay. And who dictates your capacity? How many people are allowed to come into the museum at a time?
I think it's for part the government. Mm-hmm. And after there's some commissions for Paris, for the city. And we are 14 museums of the city of Paris. And we are all grouped in a big one thing, organization called Paris Musée. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a discussion between the directors of each museum, the director of Paris Musée, the mayor too of Paris. So I think we have to wait. So that's why the idea of my director is to open only the exhibition of drawings and not all the museum, because it will be easier, I think, to count people in a place.
You can,
because the museum is so big, so it's complicated to know how many people in every room. So I think it would be easier in one space, in the exhibition space. So that's the idea, I think.
It sounds similar and different from what's happening in Portland.
Yeah.
In Portland, we are waiting to hear from our state governor in regards to social distancing. I think in Portland, I could be wrong, but we're limited to groups of four at the moment. Different counties will be able to apply to slowly reopen. And my understanding is that the first phase would be gatherings of 25, but we're not there yet. So we definitely are waiting for direction from the government. But after that, it's sort of our responsibility to make sure that we're implementing social distancing measures within the museum. So my understanding is that the Portland Art Museum is creating a sort of reopening task force that's responsible for implementing guidelines. And these would be for both staff and for the public. We're not sure exactly when we're going to reopen, but when we do, I'm sure we'll have to discuss limiting capacity and so on.
Yes. For the staff in Petit Palais, they need to do a schedule for the people. You want to come on Monday, I want to come on Friday, to be sure there's not too many people in the office. We have just one chance in the Petit Palais. All the people are alone in their office.
Okay.
So I have my office, so I can go and stay in my office closed and I can work if I want. So it's easier because in other museum, there are three or four in the same space.
Oh, yeah.
So that is not possible.
That's like us.
So it depends. Yes. Yeah. So that's another problem.
Mm-mm. Yeah, it is. That's like us. We do have a schedule with security right now. So if somebody has to come to the museum, you have to request permission in advance. You have to abide by the schedule. And people are wearing masks and gloves and no one is seeing each other within the museum. But I know I share an office with someone and we could potentially maintain distance, but we have to go in and out of the same door and it would be very difficult to both be there at the same time while following the guidelines.
Yeah.
And I think you remember our office space.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I also end up wondering about installing large artworks. Like, we can go back to the stained glass.
Yeah.
That piece required how many people? Six?
Yes.
Maybe six people for the installation. And you can't be physically distant for that.
No.
So we'll just have to postpone things like that, I think.
Yes. So that for the exhibition, it's a real problem. For example, for the Russian exhibition, there's a lot of big spaces, species. And I think it will be not possible to do that right now. So I think it will be very great if this exhibition will be postponed next year, because for the time, it's almost impossible to do that. So one of the pieces in the Petit Palais, one of the pieces, this piece is so big, we need to use the window.
Oh, to get it through the window to bring it into the building.
Yes. So it's impossible to do that with one people.
No. Yeah, be one very strong person.
Yes. So it's another, you need to think about that too. For the new schedule, for our exhibition too.
Sure. I know. And I don't know who threw around this idea, but I've heard potentially reinstalling pieces so that they're more spaced out.
Yeah.
So that you allow visitors distance while they're viewing a piece.
Yes. I think the next months will be very complicated for us, because in Petit Palais, we hang inside the collection. Like the old-fashioned way, with a lot of paintings
stacked on top of each other.
Yes, that's right.
Salon style.
Salon style. That's right. So, I think if we need to space that, you need to put everything in the storage.
Yep, that makes sense. I mean, that's a long-standing tradition of an installation.
Yes,
it's a different way of viewing artwork. Yeah. Thank you so much for joining me, Agnes. It's been so nice to see you. Is there anything you'd like to promote for the Petit Palais, maybe online offerings while the museum is closed?
Yes, you can follow us on Instagram, and you can go to our website too. On the website, you can find a link to all the collection of the Museum of the City Museum of Paris, sorry. And I have a message from my director. So he hopes to see very soon all the colleagues and the Americans. But, you know, the travel will be complicated for some times. So we try for the next exhibition to do virtual tours.
That's great.
Yes. So that's the new idea. So we try to do that for the next exhibition.
That's a great idea.
Thank you.
Merci, Agnes. Thank you for listening to Art Unbound. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you can be alerted when the next episode is released. I'd like to thank Agnes Faure for joining me in our conversation about exhibition planning during the time of the global pandemic. I'd also like to thank FRAME, the French-American Museum Exchange, for providing funds to make this series possible. Thanks also to Mark Orton for providing music for this episode. Please be sure to visit portlandartmuseum.org and nwfilm.org to learn about our exhibitions, learning and community partnership programs, film center opportunities, ways to support our organizations, and more. If you have an idea for the podcast, fill out the online form at pam.to/podcast idea, and someone from our team will work with you to incorporate your suggestion.